You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. How do we want to lose today? Down 35-7 at halftime to the New Orleans Saints, Bill Walsh gave his San Francisco 49ers a very untraditional halftime talk. Fellas, I guess we are going to lose today. How do you want to do it? Some might find this attitude to be one of giving up. Some might scoff at the idea of such a question. But Walsh's players knew what he meant. As he said in The Score Takes Care of Itself, I was asking them to stand up and fight. And if we lost, we lost with dignity. Walsh was doing what I call a standards review. The standards review is a strategy that our coaches use with their players to explore specific areas of their program that may be in need of tidying up. Sometimes it's because they are struggling to meet the standards they outlined at the start of the season. Other times it's apparent that they lack clarity on what those values and standards look like in a certain area. And many times they just need a real kick in the butt reminder. During his standards review, Bill Walsh was asking his players to reflect on who they wanted to be in that particular moment. When they were down 35-7, what type of team did the San Francisco 49ers want to be? It would have been easy for Walsh to stand in front of his team and lecture them about the 49ers culture, how they were competitors and they were selfless. Instead, he asked them a single question. It was a simple switch in leadership that moved him away from lectures and come to Jesus meetings, for example, extrinsic motivation, to empowering his players to take ownership and help shape the culture of the team, intrinsic motivation. And for Bill Walsh and the San Francisco 49ers, that speech resulted in one of the all-time greatest comebacks in the history of sports. Thanks for listening into the Culture Builders Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we hope you'll leave us a review or share it with some other coaches or friends that you think might benefit from its message.